Oh,
it's Cinderella time.
Okay.
I'm trying to
This is how we're starting it, dude.
This
is how we're starting it.
I'm starting it like that.
Oh. Are you gonna just do it the whole episode, or are you just gonna talk like Jack?
Talk like myself. But
okay.
I'm trying to remember what this girl might sound like. What does she sound like?
I don't know. I barely know her name.
Mary.
I think it's Marie, isn't it?
Marie.
Isn't it supposed to be like all these French names, but it's actually they just
Jack,
say
Jack,
them.
Jack, Gus, Gus, and Marie.
Well, it's Jock, but they it's say it's Jack, Jack. Jack.
It's Jack, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, Jack to me is the baby in the Incredibles movies.
Okay. True. Oh, maybe it isn't Jack Jack. Maybe I'm just confusing it. Well, maybe it's just Jack.
They do
and then
say
Gus Gus.
It's Gus Gus, but they also say Jack Jack at one point. But I think it is supposed to be Jacques, Gus.
Jacques.
Jacques, Gus, and...
Cinderella, Cinderella!
And Marie.
Okay, I think I know that. Yeah. Anyways, welcome back, people.
You were going to do it, weren't you? You were going to do the boys, yeah.
I was going to say boys, but then I remembered, this is not a podcast for the men. This is a podcast for the women.
Yeah,
but if men are listening, that's why I say, welcome back, people! In this episode, we're going to be talking about Riley. Say it with enthusiasm, please.
The Cinderella
That's not
sequels. Yay. Wait, what do you want me to do?
Sound excited.
The Cinderella sequels.
Yeah, Cinderella sequels.
Yay, I love them.
Woo!
Okay.
More.
Give us more. Encore. Yeah. Give us more Cinderella, please. We need another one.
Another one. Anyways, last episode, we saw Cinderella and a bunch of other movies, but we saw Cinderella, and we decided what a better time to watch the other two Cinderella movies that came after the original. Who knew there were other two? I did.
Riley
definitely didn't, but I did.
Well,
I
might have known that there were sequels, but I didn't know. I hadn't seen them or anything.
I had. I saw them a lot during my childhood.
Yeah.
I saw the third one.
The third one, yeah.
The second one, I still remembered pretty well.
Yikes.
But I just remembered all of it. I just knew exactly what was going to happen, which was really fun rewatching it. I did not remember the third one being as funny as it is.
The third? All right, so I don't know which one we want to talk about first. Probably
the second one.
But, all right, we'll just get there. But I have a lot of thoughts about the third one. The second one, I know we watched it like an hour and a half ago. I don't know if I'm going to remember anything from the second movie.
Whoa.
But I'll do what I can. All right? I'll do what I can.
Okay, well, I'll preface so Riley can gather his thought on the second.
Yes, my single thought on
your
the movie.
Your singular thought on the second Cinderella movie. The second Cinderella movie, I don't like it. It's boring. It's hell. It's just so boring. It's just one of those clip show movies. You know, when you have a show. You know, okay, picture this with me. You know when you have a show on television and suddenly, like, once a season, they just run out of an original plot line to do. So what do? They just do a clip show. And the main characters, it's not an original plot line. The main characters just kind of sit there and they're like, remember that time when this thing happened and it was so cool? It's just that. That's all they do. This is basically what Cinderella 2 is, except it's not, you know, going back on things that already happened, but on new stories. But it's just like, they had no concise plot to have for this entire movie. So they just, it's just,
the plot of this movie is that
there is no plot.
The mice. Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna try to throw together what the writers in the room thought. They were like, let's do a movie where we're making a book about all the greatest memories that we had, so that we can throw all these incredible stories that the people don't know about the Cinderella verse. You know,
Cinderella.
And so it's just the mice being like, oh, we can't forget about this one, and then it goes through that story.
But the stories are the dumbest shit ever.
And they're not good stories.
It's like, oh, Cinderella got to the castle. How does she work with being a princess? It's literally a story that we've seen so many other times and so many other things of, like,
How is she gonna deal with being a princess without the prince?
Small town girl, suddenly.
She wants to wear her clothes.
She wants to wear her normal clothes.
What if they want the curtains to be drawn and she wants them to be open? Oh, man. Oh,
goodness, does she want golden or silver candle?
Eggshell or regular white color?
Listen, we've talked about this. I've described to you that there is a difference between eggshell and cream.
Sure, but...
because for wedding dresses, it matters.
Yeah, but this was like handkerchiefs, I think.
I can understand it to an extent. Because again, for the wedding dresses, it matters. It matters if it's eggshell or if it's cream or if it's bone. They're all different colors.
And the problem is the best story of the three...
never get bone. Bone is ugly.
Well, noted for my wedding. The best story of the three that the mice tell is the one about Anastasia finding the baker and, like, falling in love. And that one's still, like, very lackluster. It's not good. And it's really, really underwhelming. I thought that this sequel was going to build upon anything that happened in Cinderella. And it...
it kind of gives us like some stories of Cinderella after she gets to the castle,
I guess,
right?
But you okay know. But while I was midway watching through this movie, I noticed that it was going to be this clip movie basically, and I thought to myself about like Disney Channel or like a Phineas and Ferb episode that's like 15 minutes long and it's the whole story. And I was like, the movie's basically over. And,
yeah.
But then it went to a different...
and then it went to a
whole different story. Like, there was a whole movie in like 15 minutes. And then there was another 15-minute movie. And they did that like 4 times.
That's how it do, baby. That's how it do.
And I don't even know if I can judge this as a movie. Like, this is just like...
I don't think it's a movie. I mean, it's, okay, you know what, I'll say it's a movie simply because I am a firm believer that if you stack a lasagna on top of another lasagna, it's still one lasagna.
Okay.
So, if, since that is my logic there, I'll say that a story with another story and then another story are all one big story. Movie.
I guess. I don't know. I really just... I think they just threw this together, and I wouldn't doubt if they had, like, had something on the Disney Channel where they threw each episode, like, weekly. Like, this felt like a TV show.
There's a lot of them that do that. There's a lot of, like, sequels that we'll see later on. Like, Beauty and the Beast has a bunch of sequels, and I can assure you right now, most of them are with the exact same plot, like... plot structure.
Yeah, this,
just like
the clip thing.
Bunch of movies. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I haven't seen them, but I can assure you that's what they are.
I am just...
because it's dumb shit like that they do. They only, like, come out with real sequels not that often.
I'm jazzed, dude. I'm so excited to see these
movies. They could have done Cinderella 3 and that's it.
I also say that, like, early on in the movie, I was, like, audibly going, like, ew, because the animation, they try to build upon the 2D from, like, the original movie, and it looks so out of place. The fairy godmother looks awful. Cinderella doesn't look like Cinderella.
Yeah.
The only characters that kind of look like themselves are the mice, in my opinion.
And Griselda and Anastasia, I think, look
yeah,
like
themselves. Anastasia does look like, yeah, and I don't know about Griselda, but... I don't know.
After these movies, you kind of just, like, grow a love for Anastasia.
I mean, I don't know about a love, but she's definitely better than the other two.
We end up liking Anastasia.
Yeah.
Better from, like, what we liked in the first movie. But, you know, let's talk about the separate stories.
Sure.
So, we covered that, you know, the overall story is they're making a book or something.
Making a scrapbook. They're in third grade. The mice are in third grade. They're making
a
scrapbook.
It's Mother's Day, and they say, you know who our mother is?
Cinderella.
So yeah. Let's make a cute little scrapbook for her, you know.
Exactly.
So the first story, it's Cinderella adapting to the life in the castle.
Yes.
I have nothing to say about, I already said everything that I have to say about that. It's just her adapting to the new life in the castle. And it's like, oh, I want to wear my ugly clothes instead of wearing, you know, what a princess is supposed to wear. Blah, blah, blah.
Which, by the way, they're not ugly.
So boring.
It's just like what she wants to wear. It's not that big a deal. But the person in charge
is
like...
It's not that big of a deal to make a whole fucking story out of it.
Yeah, exactly. They make a whole thing. And then there's like a whole Looney Tunes ending with like a heart in the middle, and it's like this whole Looney Tunes ending where the show is over. You think Porky Pig is going to pop up with like the "That's all, folks" thing at the end. And then it just goes back and it's like, well, remember this time when this happened? And yeah, I mean, nothing of substance happens in this story at all.
It's just really nothing. The only thing that I will mention is how there is this point where Cinderella is trying to, like, you know, organize the party however she wants. And then her friends come over. Excuse me?
Her friends? Friends?
The whole point is that she had no friends. Her only friends were the mice and the birds and the Pluto, the dog. What do you mean she has friends from the town? That's bullshit.
Pluto?
Isn't that the name of the
dog? Pluto's the name of Mickey Mouse's dog.
No. What's the name of Cinderella's dog?
I don't think Cinderella has a dog.
Yeah, what do you mean the dog from the first movie?
I don't remember his name.
Oh, I'm going to look it up right now. I don't think it's
Pluto.
JK, the name of the dog is Bruno. Okay. But I was close. Bruno,
sure.
Yeah, it makes no sense that they would make two Plutos.
No, that would be weird.
Hey, so Bruno, whatever. That's the whole point. She had no friends. What do you mean all of a sudden her friends were visiting? There were no friends. Her friends were the mice. Jack-Jack and Gus-Gus and Marie.
Mary. Yeah. All of a sudden, the entire village, all of the commoners mm-hmm. are her friends. And they show up and they're like, Cinderella, we love you. And it's like, what? You have no idea who she is. How do you all of a sudden just have this many friends? Now, we could say that there was a time jump and then she became friends with the commoners, but we're led to assume that that this is like her first day in the castle.
It is.
And so there is no time jump. So they can't even make that excuse.
She just came back from her honeymoon.
She just came back from the honeymoon with Prince Charming, and she's here, and the prince leaves her to like do some business or something.
Yeah, where are they?
I don't know what he does.
Where are both of them? They're both just gone.
But they come back after, like, a day, too. They, like, go out to, like, work or something. And then they come back to see the ball or whatever.
The ball.
Yes. Which the king is very mad about at the beginning, which is what the assistant who gets mad at Cinderella the whole time, I don't know what her name is, but she's like, you can't wear that and you can't eat this and all this stuff. They're like, prunes are the dessert. We must have prunes. And Cinderella's like, no, I like chocolate pudding more. And of course the king comes back and is super mad at the beginning. And then he's like, oh, I kind of like how the curtains are open and I can see outside. And and the pudding tastes better than the prunes. I kind of like this. And how they're dancing like that. I like that. So obviously the conflict is solved very easily.
It's just so... I mean, because they have to fit it into a 15-minute... storyline.
Yeah, exactly.
It's made for TV.
I wouldn't have been surprised if this was put on TV.
It was straight to TV.
Okay, well then there you go.
Yeah. So that's the first one. Just awful. And then the second one, Jack-Jack becomes a human.
This was scary. I didn't like this at all. I think the whole idea was that, oh, you're supposed to like being a mouse more. But the other thing is, like, he doesn't learn anything about that at all. Like, he just wants to turn back into a mouse because there's an elephant running around. Like,
which I will say, and I told Riley while we were watching it, what is that? Is that just something that we have just agreed to as a society?
I think...
But no one has really done the research whether... elephants, huge elephants, can even, you know, perceive a mouse and not only perceive it, but just be scared of it. I don't understand.
I think there's a thing in, like, fairy tales and just stories and such that we've just passed down for generations that elephants are afraid of mice.
Clearly Dumbo wasn't.
For some reason. Yeah, it's true. Dumbo is not afraid of mice. But for some reason, it's like mice... It's like the idea of like this tiny little thing.
It's the Goliath and David.
It's David
story.
And Goliath, yeah. But it's also not like they fight or anything. It's just that elephants are completely terrified of mice, like humans
sometimes are. Ugly.
Yeah, they are. They're awful. Anyways. So yeah, Jack-Jack is turned into a human because he's like, I want to be a real boy. He doesn't want
to. So he can help Cinderella, which I don't really. Okay, they make it seem like this weird thing. Where he, it's a little...
It's pretty sus, dude.
It's pretty weird. There's a little, like, almost not romantic. It's, like, romantic.
Look, there's a little sexual tension.
I almost said sexual, but I don't think it's sexual. I think it's simply just romantic, like, tension between them. And I don't understand it.
Well, I'd say only from Jack-Jack's side. Like, Cinderella has no idea.
But Jack-Jack's like Marie. It's like when Marie gives him his little like blue jacket that she made for him, and he just like he's trying to put it on, but then Cinderella forgets the paper full of things to do.
Which she would have just gotten, by the way.
She can just walk back. And Jack-Jack was like, "Whoa, gotta leave Marie for Cinderella. Cinderella's just like the main thing in his life, and it's just a little weird." And he gets her flowers.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, it's like, "Oh, cute. He just wants to do something for her." But then, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Marie is
maybe
like,
it wasn't supposed to be.
Well, I don't think so.
Maybe
but
it's just a cute friendship.
It can be definitely perceived that way.
I perceived it that way.
I definitely did too. I was like, "Ugh!" Like, especially when he gets her the flowers.
When he's a human.
And then there's when he's turned into a human, and then there's this little moment of like, what is going on here? Because they make it so that he has this moment of like, "Ooh, I kind of like her," which is weird, dude. Like, he's a mouse. Like, this is not okay at all. It's not okay. But it's just this little thing, and then Marie is just like his side chick for some reason. I don't know.
No,
it's weird.
Marie.
And Marie is so sweet and like makes him a jacket, and he just throws it aside. Ugh.
For Cinderella, because he needs to help Cinderella. He needs to be there for Cinderella.
Yeah, even though she needs no help with like any of this stuff. Like, again, she forgets a list, and they're like, "Oh my god, what is she gonna do without
the
list?"
I need to get
the
list to her.
Exactly.
But anyways, really, that's all I really need to say about this one. It's just weird.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. I will say that as a child and also as an adult, this is completely like off track, but as a child and an adult, I found so satisfying that whole scene when him and Gus are cutting the flowers, and I don't know, it just seems satisfying.
What?
The flowers just look satisfying, how he's like chopping the flowers and making a little bouquet of yellow flowers for Cinderella.
I
like wanted to have that bouquet. I was like, it looks so nice to have. Anyway,
right,
I kind of just want to be friends with Jack-Jack. That's just me.
I think I don't know. He just is completely.
Yeah. He learns
with
nothing.
Cinderella, dude.
Cinderella learns nothing. He's just like, "Oh, I guess I gotta be a mouse." Which they planted that elephant there for him to. Because if there was no elephant there, I don't think he would have been like, "Turn me back into a mouse, please."
He would have just stayed a human.
Yeah, he would have just stayed a human.
He didn't learn anything about how being a mouse is better than being a human or anything like that. He's just like, in this moment, right now, in this very specific thing, I need to be a mouse, and so being a mouse is better. And I don't know.
It's
really weird.
It's weird and it's dumb. And then the last one, which it's the best one of the three, is Anastasia falling in love with the baker boy.
Yes.
Which is the James Corden of this whole story.
Yeah, I guess he is James Corden, isn't he?
I mean, have you seen Into the Woods?
Yes.
James Corden
is
a baker. And I guess Emily Blunt is Anastasia.
I don't want to think about that, to be honest. I think Emily Blunt deserves better. I think if she was if she was cast in a role, I don't think she'd get Anastasia. But I don't know what else
she
would play.
If she was cast in Cinderella, who do you think she'd be cast as?
The baker's wife. I don't know. But not Anastasia. Like
The
baker is having an affair. No, the baker is having an affair. I'm making up this plot now. This doesn't happen in the movie, but what I'm saying is that the baker is actually married, but then he cheats on his wife with Anastasia. I think that should be a plot line in the movie.
Well, he cheats on his wife with Anastasia?
With Anastasia, yes.
Oh, so Anastasia's better than him? Well, I guess.
Well,
doesn't.
I mean, not really.
No.
Not actually, but
that doesn't. Better than Emily Blunt?
No,
are you insane?
Well,
insane?
But, I mean, why would he think that Anastasia's good?
He's insane.
Well, yeah, he's definitely insane if he thinks that. But that would be my movie. I would cast her in that role. Because he wouldn't be Cinderella either. But anyways, the whole thing
she's
with Emily
not,
Blunt.
I mean, she could be blonde. Has she been blonde before?
Yeah, she's blonde.
She's not blonde.
She is. She's like a dirty blonde.
She's not blonde.
She is.
No.
What is she then? Brunette?
She's a brunette.
I think she's a dirty
blonde.
She's
a brunette. Look. Emily Blunt. There's no way she's blonde. I feel like, just like Jennifer Lawrence, she has had her blonde moments.
Sure.
But I think, Jennifer Lawrence, I think, is a natural blonde.
But I have
Emily
no idea.
Emily Blunt, she's a brunette.
Is Emily Blunt a blonde or brunette? She changes her hair almost as often as she changes her movie roles. The naturally brunette actress. She's 29? Wow.
See? She's brunette.
Fair enough.
Fuck off.
Fair enough. She is brunette. But I could totally see her as being like Because Cinderella in Cinderella 2 and 3 is also more dirty blonde than she is blonde. Like, in the first movie, she's very blonde.
Yeah.
But then she's just not anymore for some reason.
I like her. I think the best that she looks ever is in the third movie. I think she looks the best in that movie.
I agree.
Whatever. Anastasia. Anyway, she falls in love with the baker, and she likes bread or something.
She likes bread.
And then the stepmother, she's like, no, ew, they're below us. Ew, gross. So how dare you? And then she's like, no, but I want to be with him because I deserve to be with him. I find love somewhere. And then the stepmother's like, no, ew, gross. And then she doesn't let her go. But then Cinderella's like, no, you need to do things that's gonna make you fall in love with, you know, be with the person that you actually love.
The stepmother.
Marrying rich. And then so they.
The stepmother straight up goes like, he's inferior. Like, yeah. It's bad.
It's. We don't like her. Or Griselda.
We hate her.
But then this is the Cinderella and Anastasia go to, I think, the castle. And then Cinderella, like, changes Anastasia. And she makes her hair different. She gives her a different kind of clothing that's not, like, super bleh, like they usually wear. It's, like, cuter, nicer purple, which fits her better than the ugly pink that she wears. And she does that. Her hair's down. And it's beautiful. And then she goes back to meet with the baker, but then the good old romantic comedy moment where, oh no, you saw them, but it's out of context, and you think he doesn't like you, but actually he still does, but you just saw something out of context. Oh no, when he's giving the little heart, like flower heart, to the other girl, and he's just asking, oh, do you think she'll like it? And then she sees that from the distance, and she's like, oh no, he doesn't like me anymore, and he likes this other girl.
Yeah, so the whole thing with Anastasia is the whole time that Cinderella's trying to help her, she's like obsessed with changing her look and like looking really pretty and everything. And the whole thing is that she thinks that the baker won't like her because she like accidentally gets kicked by a horse, which, by the way, that's like fatal. If you get kicked in the head by a horse, but anyway, she gets kicked by a horse. And she survives.
It's just funny that Anastasia mentions, you know, something really real that a lot of us suffer, and it's pretty privilege. She's like, I'm just not pretty like you, Cinderella.
That's true.
And it's like, yeah, we know. Thank you for bringing something really real to life. Pretty privilege exists, people. It's real and it's awful.
It's true. And so she does try obsess over her looks and everything. And the baker, she thinks because she gets into an accident and has, like, dirt all over or whatever, that the baker won't like her, and so she goes off and cries, but then the baker likes her anyway. So that's the whole idea, is like Anastasia finds out, like, it's in here, which I'm touching my heart right now. I know you can't see
this. I can agree.
It's not about the looks, it's the whole idea of the story, but it doesn't really like come off that way, to be honest. Like, I mean I got it, but I was sort of like, this isn't very obvious. Like, I don't understand how people would realize.
It's just, it's like, I grow to like Anastasia a lot more as a character.
Yeah.
When she like finally like stands up to her mom and she's like, fuck off, I'm gonna like whoever I wanna like. But it's just all this entire movie is so boring.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so boring.
Yeah, the problem is it's this TV movie and you're not supposed to be watching it as a movie, which is why I'm also like, is it a movie? And I mean, it is, but it's not good. It's really bad.
It's just bleh.
It's really, really bad.
Bleh.
But
yeah, the last story is the better one of the three.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess,
but yeah, I don't know. If you want to rate this movie, see. Do you want to?
I want to rate the story separately.
I'm gonna just give it an overall rating.
Okay, so which like a 2?
It's like a 2. Yeah. It's not good. It's not a real movie to me. Like, if, honestly, if we were like doing like a, like, this is legit a movie, like, this is not a movie. It's like three different stories that are put together somehow, not cohesively at all, to be Cinderella 2 or whatever. So it's a 2 as an overall movie. It's not good. And the stories themselves aren't that much better. Like, the Anastasia one is like a 5, maybe. I don't know.
It's like a 4.
Yeah, it's not good. So it's a 2 overall for me.
I'll give it a 3 for the 3 stories. 1 point for each.
Okay, sure.
Each story gets 1 point. Actually, no. The first story gets 1 point. The last story gets 1 point. Jack-Jack's story gets 0 points. And then the book gets 1 point. It's a cute book.
Okay. I thought you were going to do it where it was like, I like Anastasia, so she gets 2 points, but you give the book a point, which is interesting, because that's like 10 minutes of the movie. I don't know.
I'm giving the book 1 whole point, okay, because Jack creeped me out.
Dude.
When he was a human. I didn't like it.
Not good, dude.
I didn't like it a little bit. But anyways, we watched that. But then to cleanse our palate and to watch an actual good movie.
Thank God.
I think to this day, since I've watched it when I was like 5, I still think it's an excellent movie. It's Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time. Came out in 2007. The animation somehow so much better than in 2002 compared to what the animation was like to the, you know, the 40s movie, the 50s movie. You know what I mean? Like in those 5 decades, the animation somehow got worse, but then in the next 5 years after it got worse, it just got so much better.
Yeah, I don't know what they did with this movie, but they sort of just like...
It just looks so much better.
It looks so much better than it Cinderella looks better. 2.
Cinderella looks so pretty. The entire... Because this is the thing that Cinderella, the second one, and a lot of other second parts of these like Disney movies, they all look like they're fan made. They all look like a fan just sat down and drew these characters for some reason, and they just look awful. But then for the third one, they made it better. But Simba, not Simba, I keep calling it Simba, The Lion King 2, I adore that movie, but I watched it recently on my, and by recently I mean like a year ago, but on my own, and I was like, this looks like a fan-made film. This does not look like a real, like, Disney Animation Studios film. But that's for another day.
Yeah.
I will talk about Kovu for a whole hour, if you let me.
Okay.
Anyway, Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time. Riley, your initial thoughts since you were watching it for the first time.
Yeah, Cinderella 2 looks like a fan-made thing that you would put on like YouTube or something, but Cinderella 3 actually does look like a really good, well-made Disney movie in the early 2000s. So I was up for anything, honestly, at this point, with after watching Cinderella 2 and being like, wow, this is freaking terrible. And I was getting a lot of hype around Cinderella 3, and it delivered, man.
Everyone in this house, and it's 3 girls and 1 boy, so all the girls, we were like, Cinderella 3 is good.
Yeah.
And Riley was just like,
being the straight man that raised in a family full of men, I'd never seen any of the Cinderella, let alone any Disney sequels, to be honest, other than like Toy Story or Cars.
Those are Pixar.
Well, okay, any Disney princess movie sequels, let alone the originals. So I had not seen Cinderella 3, and I was getting so much hype from all the girls.
It's being great. Like,
it's so good, we love A Twist in Time. And I thought early on that it was going to be just Shrek 4, but it's so much better than Shrek 4. Like,
yes!
It's really good.
That's all I really wanted from this. It's so good.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, you think it's going to be Shrek 4, but it's not.
Well, because the plot is the same. It starts off with, like, I told you at the beginning, I was like, so this is basically Shrek 4. Because the fairy godmother loses her wand, and the evil stepmother gets it, and then she reverses time, just like, I don't remember which character it is, but someone in Shrek 4...
Rumpelstiltskin!
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah!
Rumpelstiltskin, I guess that makes more sense. Rumpelstiltskin reverses time in Shrek 4. And so I was like, this is basically just Shrek 4. Which it is, but it's better than Shrek 4.
It is.
So.
Although I do... I like Shrek 4. It's not a popular opinion, but I like Shrek 4.
Look, I don't remember much about it.
We'll talk about DreamWorks movies another day.
If we ever get to DreamWorks.
We'll get to DreamWorks then, movies. Yeah,
we'll talk about Shrek.
Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time. Riley, tell us all your thoughts about this.
Yeah, so one thing that was missing, I mean, there was a lot of things that were missing, but about the second movie, and I told you about this while we were watching, I was like, if they were going to do something, like a story, if they're going to develop all these characters more, why didn't they do something with the prince, right? Why didn't they do something with Prince Charming? Because I feel like he was missing so much. In the first movie, he's just barely in it.
I think he says, like, 3 words.
He says, like, 3 words. He's like, Cinderella.
No, don't go. Yeah. That's it.
And it's like, that's her or something. And that's the whole...
That's it. Those are his words.
So I wanted some more from the prince, and we get a lot more from the prince. My favorite part of the movie It's just the whole dynamic between Prince Charming and his dad. Every scene that they're together in is just so funny.
And the dad was already a whole character in the first movie.
Yeah, like, the dad was already good, yeah.
He was already great in the first movie. But now we actually get, you know, his son and how they are actually like a son and father duo.
Yeah.
And they're so funny together.
They're really funny together. Like, every interaction that they have, I'm pretty much just cracking up. Like, with just him and his dad. And his dad's like... just marry. He just wants his son to marry someone. Because I don't know how old Prince Charming is in this movie.
They're all like 20.
He looks a little old. Like, he needs to be married, is what his dad... His dad's like, he needs to get married at some point. And he just doesn't care who it is at this point. He just wants them to be married, right? And so the whole idea of the movie is that Anastasia... they go back in time and Anastasia is the one who Prince Charming remembers dancing with and tries to marry.
Right, right? Because the stepmother switches all about it. Yeah. His mind. Because
the stepmother brainwashes him and makes him think that...
She uses magic.
Yeah, she uses the magic. And so the father... of the prince is just like, I don't even care, man. Just, like, get married to someone. And the prince is like, I'm getting married. But he changes his mind, like, 3 times because the spell gets, you know, because of the touching hands.
Because of the hand thing.
The hand touching.
So there's this whole thing where, like, both him and his father talk about the fact that only when you touch your soulmate's hand is that you feel this, like, true love thing.
Yeah.
And they make it this whole thing during the entire...
It's so funny, dude.
During the entire film where, like, Prince Charming is touching everyone's hands. Every time that he touches Anastasia's hand, he's like, I don't feel anything.
He's like,
and
he just
looks at his hand for the longest time.
Yeah.
He just stares at it. And Randy and I keep making the joke because the first time that this happens is after Anastasia and Griselda get into a fight, and they, like, a food fight. With all the banquet for the wedding, and they're throwing cake at each other, and then after he holds her hand and he just looks at it, I was like, "Is there cake in there?
Did you not wash your hands
or something? There's cake in there."
Yeah,
but it's so funny that that's like what it comes down to. It comes down to Cinderella, like almost not even fully touching his hand, but like.
It's just a slight, just like, 2-finger touch, yeah, of, like, the, like, back of the hand. It's not even a full thing or whatever.
A grace of his hand. And
the spell is lifted.
Suddenly, he's like, whoa. And then when Jack-Jack and Gus-Gus are explaining to him the whole thing, the whole spell thing with a song.
That's so
he's
funny.
Like, oh, so Cinderella's really the one that I was going to... that I married, and they were like, yeah, it's her. And he's like, he looks at his hand, and he's like, it makes sense. It all makes sense now. And it's like, yeah, sure, the hand makes sense. I don't...
Well, because the other thing is, like, there's this scene where Anastasia and Prince Charming are preparing by, like, dancing. Like, learning how to dance.
They're rehearsing their first dance.
And they get done with the dance, and he's like, oh, it's my fault, because Anastasia's really bad at dancing. And the prince is like, something's up. Like, this isn't how I remember it at all. And he keeps, like, looking at his hand the whole time. And then he even leaves the scene. He, like, leaves the room, like, just
he's
looking at his
hand.
He's
walking away and looking at his hand.
He's like, I felt nothing. It's so funny. Oh, he's like, and we even made the joke that, like, the king was like, something about true love, and, you know, you realize true love.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's like, there's nothing more powerful than...
And then I thought he was going to say touching hands.
Yeah, because...
touching someone's
hand.
It
just kept going back to them touching hands.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
It's so funny.
But it's just such a funny movie.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like, even, like, for Disney movies, like, I don't really find a ton of them, like, that funny. This one was, like, really funny.
It's just...
the whole time.
It's their chemistry. Like,
yes.
The prince and the king are just hilarious.
And then the prince with the mice later is so
funny.
Yeah,
I was about to talk to that, where it's like, after Cinderella gets, you know, and like, she gets caught,
she
and
gets
they're,
caught,
they're trying
yeah.
to ship her somewhere.
They're trying to ship her away,
you know, Madagascar style.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the mice, Jack and Gus, they, like, come to the prince and they call him into a study room to, like, explain to him the whole thing. And he walks in and he's just like, What the? Am I just following?
He's like, I'm insane. I'm going insane. He's like,
alright, you know, I've come to terms with that. I've lost my mind. Yeah. It's really...
It's so funny. Because earlier in the movie, the birds, like, try to get him to go find Cinderella.
Yeah, when Cinderella's stealing the wand from the evil stepmother.
Exactly. So he's like, alright, first it was the birds, and I'm talking to mice, imaginary mice, and they're not even here. It's so funny watching him just, like, lose his mind.
He's just losing his mind in real time.
It's so funny.
And then they show up, and they dance for him, and he's like, when they started explaining it, he's like, oh, I think I get it. Wait, I don't get it.
He's like, I don't get it. And then, and then he gets the story, and he goes after Cinderella, and his dad is in the other room with him. He's like, Father, I must go. The talking mice told me that I have to go rescue Cinderella. And it's so funny because his dad's like, just marry someone, and he's like, no, I have to, the talking mice told me, and then he...
Yeah, also because the mice call Cinderella Cinderella, that's just what he thinks his name is. It's just so like, funny. Cinderella, that's it.
And then he's even like, Father, you need to trust me, and he's like, I do trust you, it's just the talking mice, I can't get behind the talking mice, man, I don't get it.
But it's like, I do trust you, it's just the talking mice.
It's the talking mice. It's so funny, dude.
What do you mean by that? But, oh, it's so funny how, I think my phone just listens to me because I have been talking to you that we have to watch Cinderella 3, Twist in Time. And every time, for some reason, that I go into YouTube, I see this, like, short clip from Cinderella 3. It's, like, one of those, like, 8 seconds clips. And it's just of, like, that moment where he's running on the steps and his dad just, like, slides down the arm rail and then he stops and he's, like... You can't go. I forbid you to take another step down these stairs. And he just looks at him. And he's like, okay. He just jumps out the window.
Okay, so first off.
Been getting that clip. And I was like, "What? How do they know that I'm about to watch Cinderella 3?
Right.
How do they know?
So we just need to dissect this clip for a second. Okay, so first off. The prince runs past his dad. He's, like, running down the
after
stairs.
After he mentions the talking mice.
Yes, after he mentions the talking mice and Cinderella and everything. Really? And he's running down the stairs, and his dad goes down the hand, the handrail.
Yeah.
Like, face first, on his belly, like, slides like a penguin down the handrail to, like, stop his son. And he's like, I forbid you to go any farther down these stairs. And he's like... And he looks at the window. The window's wide open. He's like, okay. He dives out the window. It's so funny. It's so funny, dude.
And then that's when his father meets him downstairs. And he's like, Dad, please trust me. He's like, I trust you. It's just the talking mice.
Yeah, and his dad is losing his head too at this point. Because, so then the prince does rescue Cinderella off the boat. And the king is just like... I don't know if he's in shock or he's, like, getting sick. He's like, just, please, I can't take anymore. My poor heart. I'm so old.
He's like, I can't take anymore. My poor heart. With the talking mice, please tell me this is the one that you're marrying.
It's so funny.
He's like, please tell me this is the one. And he's like, yeah, this is the one. And he's just up again dancing with the other, the servant man. It's just, there's that. It's so great. Again, the king from the first movie, just excellent character. But then they made him so much better, and they give him, like, that, comedic dynamic with his son.
And they finally did something with the prince.
Yeah, they finally did something. They're just a perfect duo. Incredible. And I love them. Cinderella, she's great. Again, as I said, I think she looks a lot prettier in this movie.
Cinderella's great in this movie.
She's great because we also get to see a lot of her personality in this movie.
Yeah.
Which we just didn't see at all before.
Yeah.
This is also more of like a movie musical. And then at the end, she has this whole moment where she's in the pumpkin carriage, which is not at all to be confused with the pumpkin carriage from the first movie. It's not the same thing, not even close. But she's in the pumpkin carriage, and Lucifer is driving the carriage, and then, like, the cat Lucifer. she gets rid of Lucifer, but then the carriage keeps going, and, like, she almost falls down
a cliff?
Yeah, she almost falls off the cliff, and she just, like, jumps from the pumpkin to the horse. And it's like, that's badass.
Yeah, Cinderella's badass in this movie.
That's a badass moment. She just, like, grabs some ice and she's like, hold on, I'm about to jump from this fucking pumpkin to a horse. They're both in motion. It's just like, they're both rolling. It's not like they're stopped. She just jumps from one to the other. It's like, damn. Yeah.
Well, because in the first movie, she basically just She just gets everything handed to her. Like, other than the fact that she's really good at cleaning, right? That's the only thing that we get from the first movie.
Sure.
She's good at cleaning. She's good at dancing. She's really pretty. Whatever.
Pretty privilege.
Yeah, pretty privilege. But in this movie, she's, like, smart. She is, like, sneaky, but she's also, like, badass. Like, at the end, she breaks out of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
And
She just breaks that pumpkin open.
Badass, dude. And she jumps from the pumpkin to the horse while, like, mid, like, they're zooming past, like, on the cliffs, too. It's awesome. It's so great.
Love her. Gotta love her for that.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I just... And then, again, Anastasia, which we already saw a glimpse of her being a better character in the second movie. She's just such a better character in this movie. She's just, like, from the beginning, we see her as, like, yeah, I want to marry the prince, but... It's the same, it's kind of the same thing from the second movie, but just, like, in a shown in a better light of her just being, like, this is not what I want to do. I want someone who's actually gonna, like, love me for me, and...
Yeah.
She, like, tries to go with her mom, but we can see the entire, like, when her mom transformed her into Cinderella for her to look like Cinderella, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole other thing, man.
Because, you know, after the prince rescues Cinderella and he's like, oh, yeah, that's who I'm going to marry. Then the Steeple stepmother, she's like, oh, no, he already knows that it's Cinderella, the one that he has to marry. So she just kind of just transforms Anastasia into Cinderella, into, like, looking like Cinderella.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it happens. And I don't mind it. It's a nice thing.
It gives me weird Toy Story 2 vibes, man. Like, when there's two Buzzes.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know. That's just what I think of. I think it's so
funny. Oh, yeah! The Buzz Lightyears. There's
two Buzz Lightyears. But yeah.
So funny.
From the beginning of the movie, Anastasia is just, like, way more likable than her sister or her evil stepmother.
I hate Griselda.
And she goes along with it for so long. But the whole movie, she's like, I just want to have what Cinderella has. I don't want to, like, destroy Cinderella.
Yeah, I don't want to have, like, literally what she has.
Yeah.
I just want to have something like what she has.
Exactly. And Griselda is just definitely, like, you know she's the worst. Because at the beginning of the movie, they get the wand from the fairy godmother. and then Anastasia's like, oh, we got to do something with the wand. I didn't
know where you were going with that. I'll tell you.
Anastasia's like, we got to do something with the wand. And Griselda's... No, the evil stepmother takes the wand from her, and Griselda's like, let's beat her with it. Let's beat her with the stick. Let's beat her with the stick.
Yeah, it's because Anastasia brings the wand, and this evil stepmother goes, a stick? And then Griselda just goes behind her mom, and she's like, let's beat her with it.
She's like, oh, let's beat her with it. It's so, like, psychotic. The fact that that's, like, the first thing she goes to, she thinks it's a stick. She doesn't know it's a magic wand, so she's like, let's just beat her with a stick. We hate Anastasia so much.
So that's just awful. And when she gets to the cake and she just, like, takes a big handful of frosting.
Just evil, dude.
She just takes a full handful of frosting from the bottom of the cake and it's so gross.
Yeah, it's like a perfect looking cake and then she just does the, like, swipe of, like, I'm gonna destroy. And she doesn't even take any of the cake either. It's just the icing, which is psychotic in my opinion.
I like just the
icing.
The
fact that you can just eat icing.
I just eat icing.
Oh my god.
It's not psychotic. It's please psychotic don't look behavior. At me like that.
It's
please
terrible.
Don't.
But okay, but she just ruins the cake, alright? Let's say that the icing isn't psychotic, alright?
Thank
it
you.
Is.
It's
but,
not. Please.
Alright, we'll just say that it's just the icing part, right? That's just terrible. Why would you do that? You'd mess up a perfect cake.
Please, that's what I used to do as a child.
There's so many things.
Just take the icing from the cake. Even when it was my birthday, it was like a 3-layer cake that someone would take a long time to make for me.
All right.
I just take the
icing. Quick sidebar for the cake. All right, so if you, like, put your finger in the icing and you, like, lick your finger.
I do
that's
that.
One thing. But what is... Not Ismelda. What Griselda does, she takes a whole... handful of just icing.
Listen, I did the finger because there were people looking at me. If I could, I would have done the handful.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of crazy, to be honest. I think you're a psycho if you do that.
Whoa!
I don't know. I mean, let...
I mean, we don't like Griselda. That's the bottom
yeah,
line.
The,
but
yeah,
we
the
like
idea
me.
Is Griselda's a psycho.
We like me.
Yeah, debatable.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Griselda is just the worst. And it's like Anastasia, her character is so much better. And at the end, there's a redemption arc, you know?
There is. She just like, she's like, no, I won't marry you, you weirdo. I don't like you. You don't love me and I don't love you.
Yeah.
And then we see from the pictures at the end of the movie that she actually meets the baker she in meets this the new baker. Reality Crazy. Thing. So, you know.
Yeah, which is great, because the evil stepmother, which, by the way, great villain. The Griselda and evil stepmother, really good. Like, I get...
Griselda, meh. The evil stepmother,
yeah. Well, she's a good, like, minion, like, lackey yeah. thing, true. Right? Like, she doesn't do anything that evil. She just follows whatever the evil stepmother does, which is,
I'll
like,
agree with that.
Is what the minion that. Is supposed to do, right? But the evil stepmother takes everything and is just a great villain, in my opinion. Like, she's even better than she was in the first movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. So great. And everything she does, she... Multiple times, Cinderella gets back, and, like, you think that it's over, but she just finds another way. She uses that wand, like, when the prince thinks, oh, this isn't the person, when he sees Anastasia.
When they're both like, did I just walk into the wrong room?
Yeah, she's like, oh, you must be mistaken. Because what originally the evil stepmother makes it so that Cinderella stays in the tower at the top, right? Or in the attic or something. I don't know.
It's in the house.
In the top of the house. And she makes the shoe fit Anastasia.
Yeah.
And then they go to the palace because the shoe fits, right? And then the prince comes in. He's like, oh, I felt nothing. Like, we go back to the hand thing, right? He mm-hmm. touches her hand.
No, it's not then does when it... he does that. He just looks at her okay, and he's like, that's not the girl that, like, I dance
he's
with.
He's like, this girl is not
Yeah, he's like, that's Cinderella. Not it. This is not the one.
Yeah. So he's like, are you sure you're not in the wrong room? I'm so sorry. And then she brainwashes him. You think it's over, but it's not. And then he realizes again that Cinderella was the person, not Anastasia. Breaks mm-hmm. the spell. And then she just starts, she does, like, three different things in the movie where it's, like, truly evil. Like, she turns Anastasia into Cinderella, which that's crazy. That's insane. And then she sends Cinderella probably, like, to her doom. Like, she's about to ride off that cliff.
She ships her. She ships her overseas.
Yeah. So, yeah, great villain. I love the evil step. I mean, you love to hate the evil step. Yeah. Right?
There's just, it's such a good movie. Yeah. And again, as a child, I don't think I realized how funny it is.
It's really funny. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
They did a good
job. Even some of the, like, dumb jokes, like, that I'm usually, like, not that into. Like, even the mirror stuff. Like, the dad is sitting.
Oh.
The king is sitting at the mirror. He's, like, getting himself, he's like, fixed up. He's standing up.
On a, like, bench.
Yeah.
Stool.
And it's like one of these weird mirrors that, like, distorts your body.
Like a fun home mirror.
Yeah, exactly. And then the prince goes by. He's like, father? And he, like, looks all distorted. It's so funny. And I laughed out loud. I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
It's just them being on the screen that you go, this is funny.
It's so funny. I don't know. I was very,
because, like, it's again happy. That thing of their dynamic where, like, another example is when the prince walks into the room where Anastasia is waiting for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, am I in the wrong room? And then when they both walk in together to the room where Griselda and Anastasia are throwing cake at each other, the king walks in and he also goes, am I in the wrong room?
Yeah, it's so funny. It's great.
It's a well-done movie.
It's a great movie.
Not only funny, but well-done. Also, Griselda keeps the fucking glass... I mean, not Griselda. Anastasia keeps the glass slipper the whole movie,
basically.
She just has one glass one and one normal one, and you just hear it clanking everywhere she walks.
Whenever she's walking, you just hear a little ding, ding. Like, every time she walks, it's so funny. It's awesome. It's a great movie.
It's just so great. I loved it. What's your rating of Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time?
Honestly, I could have given, like, an 8 or a 9.
Oh!
I think I'll give it an 8, to be honest.
Wow!
Yeah, I mean, I might come back later and give it a different grade, but I think it's an 8, to be honest.
Damn!
It's pretty good.
It's... Wow, I think this is one of your first, like...
I gave Robin Hood an 8.
Yeah, but, right? Wow, Cinderella 3 and Robin Hood are in the same playing field for you?
I might change later.
Dang.
We'll see. And by change, I mean, like, give it a 9 instead of an 8. But it's an 8.
Wow.
It's an 8.
It just changed your expectations. It just really...
Well, I expected it to be good, because y'all were like, Cinderella 3 slaps, man. We love Cinderella. And I was like, all right, it better be freaking good. I even told our roommate at the beginning, I was like, this better be freaking good, dude. You're hyping it up. And it was, met all expectations, surpassed them, made me love the prince even more.
Go, Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time.
Cinderella actually does something. Like, she's great. Like, she's not just some work, you know. Like, she doesn't do nothing in the movie. She's very... you know, badass, does some really cool things in the movie.
She has a personality. Everyone that we, like, just met in the first movie actually, like, develops,
yes,
like, a good personality.
Exactly.
In this one. Yeah. We get character development from all of them. We get just, you know, personality from them.
Yep.
It's great.
It's great. So it's an 8.
It's an 8 for you. I think, yeah, it's just, there's nothing that I don't like about this movie. So, I was going to mention this. The only thing that I maybe don't like is how, so the stepmother gets the wand, and she uses the wand. And then at the end of the movie, when the stepmother's out of the picture, Anastasia gets the wand, and she uses the wand to change herself back into herself instead of looking like Cinderella. And then Cinderella gets the wand, and she uses the wand to bring back the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
And the only spell they used through this entire time is just bibbidi-bobbidi-boo to just get everything work. So my question is, can just anyone use this wand? Does the fairy godmother is she even necessary? Because apparently everyone can't, and she just loses her wand like that. She just, like, extended her arms at the beginning of the movie, and she just threw the wand out.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, is her existence necessary, or can just anyone use this wand?
Is her existence totally pointless and she only just needs the wand? Because she doesn't, like, when she loses the wand, she's, like, fighting it back with, like, Anastasia, who isn't, like, that strong or anything.
It's not like, you know, like Thor's hammer. Like, yeah, no one else can use it. And he's the only one that can wield it. Yeah. No, anyone can touch that wand, and anyone can say bibbidi-bobbidi-boo and just make anything happen.
That's the only incantation you need to know. And she doesn't use any magic after. Like, if she doesn't have her wand, she just can't use magic, which is just hilarious to me. It's like, oh.
It's like, what's the point with her?
She's got a wand, I guess.
How did she get that wand? If apparently there's no qualifications for her to get it.
Well, so otherwise, she's just kind of a grandma, right? Because she just sits in her chair. Like, even in the second movie, she's just sitting in her chair. She doesn't do any magic unless she needs to. Like, she's just chilling out in the palace, like, doing whatever. So,
yeah, it's
kind of worthless, to be honest.
Okay.
That's not going to affect my grade. I mean, no. She's not a big part of the movie, other than the fact that
I just wanted to bring it up. It doesn't affect my grade either. I just wanted to bring up that, you know, what's with that?
What's up with that? What's going on?
But no, I'll give it, you know, I'll go now into the 9 territory, so I don't have to change it later. I think it's great. I love this movie. I'm giving it a 9. It's just so good, and especially it being like a sequel. It's not even like a main one. It's a sequel to an original movie, and they made it so much better than the original.
That's true.
So I'm going to 9.
I thought for sure you were going to give it a 10, to be honest.
No, I'm saving the 10 for other movies.
Yeah, that's why I gave it an 8. I was like, it probably is like a 9, but I just want to give it an 8 for now.
I can be a hard grader sometimes. I don't think any of them in my heart right now are a 10.
Well, cause
I've watched a lot of, I mean like overall movies that we have watched and we haven't watched, in my heart right now, even The Lion King looks like a 9.
Wow. Well,
but maybe when I watch it again, I'll be like, nah, this shit's a 10. I think The Lion King is one of the best.
Well, because what I was going to say is, like, yeah, I'm saving my 9s and 10s for, like, Toy Story and The Lion King and, like, all those other, like, really, like, we know that they're good movies.
Never mind. That was a stretch. I have some 10s in my mind. I have some
10s. Yeah, like,
I can think of, like, Lion King, Ratatouille. They're 10s.
Yeah.
Like, and my cute little head.
Yeah. Well, I know what I've got for a 10.
Toy Story 4 is, like, a 9.
Wow.
But you haven't watched it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
But we'll get there.
In like 30 years.
In like 30 years, yeah. We'll be watching Toy Story 4.
Toy Story?
And 5.
And 6 and 7 and 8.
Yeah. Anyways, this has been the Cinderella special.
Cinderella podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to this. It has been another episode of this wonderful podcast. We will be watching other sequels later on.
Yes.
Until then,
stay frosty, my friend. Stay frosty, and we'll see you later.
Go get him, tiger.
Roar.